We're speaking with two folks from the Community Resource and Vision Center. We have with us Linus Jelinek, the Executive Director. Linus, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
And Sarah Hensel. And Sarah, you're the Volunteer Connect Liaison.
Yes. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah. The Community Resource and Vision Center was formerly called the Sandpoint Community Resource Center, just so folks make that connection. And you have an event coming up on July 28th, the Nonprofit and Volunteer Expo. And that's going to be a chance for individuals to meet leaders from different nonprofit organizations in town and learn more about them and connect with those whose missions they might want to support. But before we jump on that talk about the expo, let's backtrack just a little bit. Linus, can you tell us what the Community Resource and Vision Center is and what you do for folks that may not be acquainted?
Okay, thanks for asking that. That's a great way to start. We, as you said, we used to be the resource center where we would connect people in need to resources that could help them get their life pointed in the right direction. And a year ago, we became the Community Resource and Vision Center. And that was to broaden our scope and broaden our reach to include other nonprofits to come into one location. So now we are dedicated to connecting people to resources that can help them, but we're also dedicated to create a one-stop shop for people who are find themselves in either urgent need or crisis.
So expand on that a little bit. What types of folks would get in touch with the center and say, you know, I'm looking for help?
Well, it could be like somebody, maybe they're sick and they need transportation, ongoing transportation weekly or biweekly to Coeur d'Alene for treatment. We work with, you know, in that case, if it was a cancer patient, we would work with Community Cancer Services and let's get together and get them some transportation. But what we've really been busy with is housing. We've kind of become the housing resource specialist for the community, and several organizations and agencies are referring people who need help with either transitional housing, even even a temporary stay in a hotel while they look for either low-income housing or they're on a list for an apartment. And then through the Idaho Housing and Finance, we've been able to secure, we just ran our numbers yesterday, and since the middle of February, and 35 cases of helping, it's brought in over $96,000 in rent relief or hotel stays. This is real money, Chris, that is coming into our community to help people.
And who's the funder again?
Idaho Housing and Finance.
Which is a branch of the government, I take it?
No, they're actually a nonprofit, but they do get government funding, and this is CARES Act funding that they have. And we just learned about it, so we're taking advantage of
it. No kidding,
So
the housing is a huge need here,
it's huge.
Question. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we've had some really great success stories, and you know, and in May we did a look at just like, well, how many kids are represented in the cases, because we don't really look at ourselves as you know. Focused on kids, but kids are a big part of everything we do because they belong to families and we help families. And at the end of May, it was, I think, 15, there were 15 kids represented in the cases that had come through, and it was over $40,000 that came through to help those families with kids.
Wow.
And
Since we're talking about kids, I have to ask, you may not know anything about it, but Kinder Haven recently had to go on at least hiatus, or it's closed because of a bureaucratic reason, as far as I can understand. Has that increased the load on the center?
No, but what it's done is it's increased an awareness that we actually help a lot of kids, because we've actually did some consulting with their board, just kind of like, I just did a presentation like, here's all the different agencies and nonprofits here that work with kids. And even though we had, I think there was over 27 agencies and nonprofits that do something focused on kids, that there's still gaps and there's still needs for kids that aren't being met. And I think, I believe that Kinder Haven still has an incredible role to play, and that this is just going to be a close of a chapter. Mm-hmm. It's not the end of their story.
A transition for them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people in town really hope that as well.
Yeah.
So Sarah, tell us a little bit more about your role.
So I am the resource coordinator there. I do a little bit of everything. I am an administrative supporter for Linus, and I also serve the clients in need in our area. So I'm kind of the first person that they talk to when clients come in via phone. I'm there to provide them with the most essential resources or most vital resources that they need that can move them in the right direction towards being self-sustaining. Mm-hmm. So that's what I do. And then I do a little bit of web design and graphic design on the side. So just a jack of all trades there.
Well, good. Got to exercise those creative muscles,
yes,
too.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's great. So you have an event coming up on the 28th. It's called the Nonprofit and Volunteer Expo in the or Power Up.
It's actually called Power Up.
Okay. All right. Well, tell us about this.
Well, it's actually, we're doing this event in response to a survey that we did with our SPIN community, which stands for Service Provider Information Network. So over 250 people who are part of that organization, you know, that pillar of support that we give the community. And it's just a way for service providers, nonprofits, agencies to come together in, you know, communication, to collaborate, to look where are gaps, where are overlaps. And so we did a survey, because every quarter we do an in-person meeting, and, you know, it's been a little, I would say, herky jerky since 2020. You know, are we meeting on Zoom? Are we meeting in person? And we've, you know, kind of got a consensus, let's go back to in person. So then we went back to quarterly meetings. Q1, we did mental health, mm-hmm. and Q2 was on urgent housing needs. And it, usually at those events, we have 8 to 10 speakers, and it runs a really tight schedule, and they're done in less than 2 hours. And so we thought it was time to survey the community and say, what do you want? And overwhelmingly, they came back and said mental health and housing. Well, mm-hmm. check. We've done those this year. And then what they wanted, the top 4 categories after that, they wanted to know about were things that would empower their nonprofits. Mm-hmm. And things like marketing, fund development, board development, and, you know, so that's why we're doing this event. So we decided we would make it an expo. So it's kind of like a nonprofit fair, so people can come, they can have a table. We recommend that they have a board member, maybe one of their volunteers there, and certainly their executive director or manager or CEO, whatever they're called in that organization. Because we're going to have, we have a great lineup of speakers to cover those topics. We're going to have Kate McAllister talking about board development. Chris Bassett is going to talk about nonprofit marketing. I've got a professional grant writer that is going to do her presentation by Zoom to give some tips and pointers on that. And
is she in the state or?
She's in Montana.
In Montana, okay.
And she was referred by a nonprofit consultant that's very well known here, Kari Anderson Insight. Mm-hmm. Quite a few people have, you know, hired Kari to help their organizations, as well as we have too, for mm-hmm. a board retreat. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have the Idaho Nonprofit Center is going to zoom in from Boise and talk about fund development. And they're also, we don't know exactly what, but we're also going to do some great raffles, like maybe a membership to there, maybe some coaching sessions with a nonprofit coach, which I've applied for a grant with the Idaho Nonprofit Center before and got a grant with a nonprofit coach, which really led to us exploring and becoming an Envision Center. Mm-hmm. So I think it could be really beneficial. And anyway, so we're talking about some fun giveaway things for, you know, the directors that are there. And then I'm going to do a talk on some ED trade secrets. So
okay.
What we want to do is help them empower their nonprofit, but also the the marketing program that we're doing, the paid program marketing for this campaign, mm-hmm. is really directed at individuals to pull in some new volunteers. You know, we have such a high growth. And what I learned from one of my nonprofit coaches that I got on a grant was that, and his specialty was small to mid-sized nonprofits, and he really looked at the demographics of our area, what's going on, and statistically, 25% of people move into an area like they are here want to become involved in the community. They want to come in, they want to help make it better, mm-hmm. they want to share their experiences, they want to share their talents, their time, and so that's really who we really want to draw out some individuals to come to this event so that they know that they could come and kind of
scope out all the different places that are there are different organizations helping meet needs and find something that they could really connect with.
Yeah.
Well, or even look for, because, you know, we've got, it seems that we have a great pool of people who are willing to serve on boards, and we kind of just move around from here to there. We fulfill our commitment. We go someplace else. We maybe extend a term. And I think we're missing out by not targeting some of the new people that have great business experience. Some of them already have organizational experience. And so what we're encouraging the nonprofits to do is have a sign-up sheet for maybe event volunteer interest and board volunteer interest to maybe separate those two out and have a deeper conversation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But Sarah's got some, she's really at the helm of the Volunteer Connect. So
yeah, so we basically created this wonderful database, and it's online. It's called Volunteer Connect. And what people can do is organizations, nonprofits can sign up online, post opportunities that they have for volunteering, and then volunteers can sign up. And it's almost kind of like a match.com for volunteering. Mm-hmm. They can check each other out and see what's a good fit. Because we know nonprofit organizations, they're always looking for volunteers. It's crucial that they have volunteers to push forward their mission, you know, carry the torch forward. And that's one of the things that also was stated when we did the SPIN survey, was people were looking for how to do volunteer management.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're gathering all these nonprofits in one place, it would only make sense to have the community come out. You know, so we're pretty persistent in rallying them to come out and check out the nonprofits in the area. We've had a lot of people come to us that or call and say, hey, I'm retired. I really want to do something in this community. I love it here. What can I do to get involved? And even people that we've assisted in the past, you know, past clients have said, I would love to give back because you guys have done so much. What can I do to help other people? And so this event is going to be great in showcasing those nonprofits in the area and what they do. And so it'll give community members an opportunity to check out, you know, who's in the area.
Mm-hmm. At this point, and we're a couple weeks out from the event, how many nonprofits do you know are going to be there? And then my follow-up question would be, is there a type of nonprofit you want? Because we have nonprofits across the spectrum. A lot of them meet social needs. There's a lot to do things for arts or education, mm-hmm. or 4-H or mm-hmm. so on. What kind of nonprofit collection are we going to have here?
Well, that's a great point, Chris, but you know, as we've always tried to lift all nonprofits, so everyone is invited. We just have like 5 committed so far, but you know, we just came off the 4th of July, and mm-hmm. you know, we just came off of our golf tournament fundraiser, and you know, people don't usually plan more than I think 2 weeks in advance here, so mm-hmm. That's why we really appreciate time like this to get the word out.
Yeah, you bet. So that's a shout out to nonprofits. Here's an opportunity to, one, get some great resources for building your organization mm-hmm. with these speakers you're going to have, but as well to maybe find ways to connect to potential volunteers.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I know a couple nonprofits I'm going to do a shout out to myself.
Okay. We'd love that.
And then, you know, we also, it's a great way to get people in the door at the Envision Center to see what we're doing,
mm-hmm.
because of the number of people who are living on a financial knife edge here, It's good for all of us to know where to send them for resources, because we're all going to come across it. And, you know, we want people to come and see what we're doing. They could come and look at our conference and training room. Perhaps they want to have a board meeting there. We've had people have been coming and using the training center. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot going on.
Might be a good time to say the Envision Center is located at 130 McGee Road, which is actually in Kootenai, adjacent to the Lighthouse administrative offices at the former Coldwater Creek building.
Correct. Yes. And, you know, people drive back, they see Lighthouse. And so I will say there's a sky bridge that attaches the two large buildings there. And our entrance is right underneath the sky bridge next to Lighthouse.
Yeah, it'll be signed, I'm sure. So, yeah. So that's where you would go if you want to take part in this. Well, what else do you want to mention about the event, the Power Up Your Opportunities?
Power Up Your Opportunities Nonprofit and Volunteer Expo. Mm-hmm. If anyone's interested in helping us host the event, we'd love to talk with you. They can call for information 208-920-1840 and either talk to Sarah or myself. And yeah, so we'd welcome it. Maybe they want to come and volunteer with us.
Mm-hmm. And there is also a sign up on your website, and I'll give that address. It's Community Resource Envision Center, the acronym, CRECIdaho.com.
Correct.
Yes.
To get to your website. It's right there on the homepage. Can't miss it. And you could can sign up if you want to come. But you don't really need to sign up in advance, do you? I mean, you can just come.
Well, we'd like people to, so we kind of know, you know, a little bit how who we're serving, because we're going to have water and some snacks and stuff. So it's always nice to know how many people you're expecting. So, and we want it. That's the reason why we're really putting, you know, hard dollars into the campaign to get the word out is we want to serve the nonprofits well, because we're asking them to give up 4 hours of their time from 10 to 2 and staff time, a volunteer's time, maybe a board member's time. And so we want to do it justice.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, once again, that's July 28th, the Power Up Your Opportunities Nonprofit and Volunteer Expo. It's going to be at the Community Resource Envision Center, which is located 130 McGee Road. It's in Kootenai, the old former Coldwater Creek campus. And that's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You're looking for both nonprofits that want to be there and get some good resources, as well as potentially meet people that might want to volunteer. And you're looking for people that want to come and connect and dive into our community with the tons of ways to help.
Yeah.
Well, Linus Jelinek and Sarah Hensel, thank you for taking time to talk with us today. And good luck. Hope the event really comes off well.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you. We appreciate it.